Good morning. I promise no more surprises. How's the view from your new seat? A little bit different? I'm glad to see so many new faces. There's a plaid shirt and all these strange people sitting in strange places. Karen, huh? Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Yeah. So obviously it's the Thanksgiving season, right? And contemporary Thanksgiving has kind of, you've seen it too, right? It has kind of become co-opted by the kind of capitalist system that we are a part of. And Thanksgiving is very, very important because, well, it's the kickoff to the holiday shopping season. It's also Black Friday. It's also, well, it's deer hunting season, right? Which means everything else goes on hold and you disappear into the woods. It is also the time for pumpkin spice lattes, which are available for a limited time only. Right? It's also the time, right, for drawing pictures of those people with the funny hats and the buckles on their shoes. It's corn mazes and it's pumpkins. And it's finger turkeys, right? Draw around the finger. I mean, right? And it's lovely. They go on the refrigerator. It's a fun thing, right? But the reason for the season has kind of sometimes gotten lost amidst all the preparation for the next big holiday season because there are only a limited number of shopping days available. And again, the original Thanksgiving, way back when, was not about pumpkin spice lattes and corn mazes, right? Those folks were in trouble. And they received help, right? The kids got this story first already, but they have good memories, so I'm going to have to tell it to you again, so maybe you will remember also. It was gratitude for the people in their lives, these strangers that came out of the woods, right, who took pity upon them and helped them out, showed them maybe how to farm a little better, maybe showed them how to hunt a little better, maybe showed them how to forage for food a little better. They were not doing so well, right? And in spite of the fact that the new folks, the pilgrims, had a bit of an odd lifestyle, right? Do you remember why they left England, right? They were the Puritans, right? They had a very specific way of worship and a very specific way of living. And it was their requirement that they follow these rules hard and fast. They were really profoundly different from the rules that the folks who were already here were following. They didn't comb their hair the same way. They wore very odd clothes compared to the locals. They spoke a language that was almost, well, it was unintelligible. And they had to, in time, learn, maybe with sign language, how to say thank you. And in time, they eventually realized we might actually make it through the winter, right? And so they decided to return the favor, and they offered gratitude to the ones that had kind of saved their butts. Maybe gratitude, thank you for not killing me, right? Because you're the stranger. Strangers are a little scary, right? Thank you for showing me what to eat. Thank you for showing me how to cook it, because this stuff is not what lived in the place where I came from. This food doesn't look familiar. I didn't even know how to prepare it until someone showed me. Right? And those original pilgrims, right, our founding fathers, they found a way to give thanks. But there's actually two parts of that, right? There's the giving thanks, but there's also the receiving of the thanks. And grace is kind of what's required to both give this in a genuine way, but even more importantly, to receive it in a genuine way. Right? You have probably heard thanks being given for my new Mercedes 350 SEL or the new Cybertruck, the Tesla Cybertruck. I've got one on order, you know. And I'm so grateful for all the, And this is an inflated sense of self, right? It's a way for me to toot my own horn and in a sense impress upon you about how impressive I am and to do it in a humble way. Did you notice I'm doing that humbly, right? Because I'm so grateful for all of this, right? And that's not really what it was for. That's not originally kind of the reason for the season. Grace is to humbly receive thanks, and it is also to humbly offer thanks, to confer or invoke favor upon is to offer grace. And that word has kind of gotten reduced to being used to those few phrases before the big meal happens. My invitation to you is that grace is something that could be or maybe needs to be practiced on a daily basis, both in the giving and in the receiving. Right? And there is another word that talks about this, but it's kind of a loaded word, and depending on what your religious tradition is, you may or may not want to use the word blessing. Right? And for some of you, that's very comfortable to offer a blessing. And for others, maybe not so much. Maybe the word gratitude or thankfulness is an appropriate synonym. It used to be that blessings were offered by some outside higher authority, and they came through kind of an appointed intermediary. At least that was my tradition. I grew up Catholic, right? And so blessings were offered. But what if you don't believe in a higher authority? Or what if you don't believe in a higher authority that speaks through people, right? Maybe it's, as was mentioned in the Albuquerque blessing, a spirit. So by whose authority is that grace given then? Who gives that blessing? And I propose we don't wait for anybody else anymore. We are the ones we've been waiting for. There is nobody else. It's either us or no one. Right? And so when you offer grace and gratitude, or when you offer a blessing, recognize that you also have some authority that resides within you. By virtue of your existence, you have authority. And you can use that authority to humbly show gratitude to someone else. Right? And if someone voices gratitude or thankfulness, it's so simple to receive it. Thank you. And you say it with a smile. Right? I used to be really good at deprecating, deferring. Oh, no, it's not really, it's no problem. You know, it's not a thing. No. Allow it in. Someone else recognizes a gift that you've offered. Accept the gift that's being given. Thank you. And I actually do have one more surprise. So, ushers, if you've got the microphones, right? Again, the reason for this season is the people in your lives and the way in which they have helped maybe open the door and welcomed you in. Perhaps there's somebody here in the congregation this morning who has done something for you, maybe not because it was required, but maybe because help was needed, and you recognized it, and you were grateful for that helping hand. And I wonder if there's someone who might be willing to offer a blessing or a gratitude or a prayer to someone else in the congregation this morning. And if you are addressed, the answer is really simple. Thank you.